Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You guys are freaking hilarious. I thought I had it bad. We put up a picture yesterday on the Get Up Crew Facebook page of myself because my son had a blow out of epic proportion. I don't understand the science behind sometimes when little kids just poop so much. Like, if that happened as an adult, it'd be like we'd lose. You know how much weight we would lose if we pooped as much as like a little baby does? It was up to his chest. Like, it's one thing when it goes up the back. It went up to his chest. It was up to his little boobies. It got all over my shirt, my pants. People were commenting that my clothes looked like something out of the Kanye West collection. But also, you guys were telling some funny, funny stories about times that you had a little blowout happen to you. So let's talk to Stephanie. Stephanie, what happened to you?
Hey, guys.
Yo.
Good morning.
I can't believe I'm actually talking to you guys on the radio. I've been fans for years and years and years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So when my daughter was little, we were in the middle of baptizing her at church. Now it's very quiet. And all of a sudden, she just, that was it. It sounded like Mount Everest blew and nobody really knew except me because it was all over me. It was all over her. In the middle of the ceremony, we had to stop. I had to change her and clean up myself as much as possible. But, yep, it was all over her back, all over her dress, all over me.
Did she have, like, a little pretty white dress on?
She's actually sitting here right now completely embarrassed. And I'm telling you guys the story.
And the worst part is your first instinct is you want to dip them in the holy water to clean them off. But that's frowned upon. This is Emily. Go ahead, Emily.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So when my son was 1 week old, I was visiting some family, and so we had a big group of us around, and I was changing his diaper, and as soon as I opened the diaper, he just had his pee, like boys do. They just shoot the pee across the room, and I thought it was hysterical, so I started cracking up, and with my mouth wide open, he projectile crapped across. It was in my mouth. It was in my hair. It was like in my clothes. Everybody was cracking up. My whole family. They were just laughing at me. Nobody felt bad for me at all. And it was just.
I can't believe I'm going to ask this question.
Oh, really?
What
if you said no?
I need to know.
Ask. It tasted like chicken, Ramiro.
I need to know. Like, what? Compare it to something. What would you say it tasted like?
Compare it to something. The taste.
Yeah.
Bitter mustard.
Okay. You know, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that. Because come on, don't act like you guys don't wonder.
This is disgusting.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I do. Hi, Renee.
Hi, good morning. So I was at a graduation party where I didn't know anybody there except the host. My son had been waiting. He was 1 and a half in a pool in a swimmy diaper. And I picked him up, and he had explosive diarrhea that went from my chest down the side of my body to the bottom of my maxi dress. I had to scoop up my maxi dress and hold in the poo, like in a little poo hammock. And run outside, and the poo had suctioned itself to my body, so trying to get it off of me was so disgusting, and it was just so embarrassing.
See, you can't tell me that little kids don't, like, you know, people are like, oh, you know, kids aren't really aware up to a certain age. That's a lie, because the one thing that all these stories have in common is it never happens when it's just like you and the baby by yourself. There's always a freaking audience there. Let's do one more here. Brian, what happened to you?
Hi there. So I had my friend's nephew, okay, would like to, you know, he's probably about maybe 2-3 years old. He started, you know, as soon as he started walking, he turned into a little devil. So he would poop, and then he would stick his finger in the mess, if you catch my grip, okay?
Yeah.
Then he would go and wipe, try to, like, wipe it on you and laugh and think it was funny. And, like, there was one point where this little devil was chasing us around the house, and we would lock ourselves in the room because we did not want to go near this kid.
A two-year-old holding the family hostage.
Oh, my God. Sounds like about right.
Sounds like a horror movie. I love it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.